All right, 24 past five. We've got to do it. Don't complain about it. We're going to talk about Harry and Meghan. As I said, I managed to watch 1.5 episodes of Harry and Meghan's Whinge Fest. And do you know what? I actually feel sorry for them. I know. And to be honest, that reaction from me surprised me as well. It hasn't changed my view on Harry and Meghan. I still think that she's conniving. I still think he's completely out of touch with what real world problems are. I still think the pair of them are hypocrites and dishonest for denying that they leaked to friendly media when they got busted leaking to friendly media. And I still think they shouldn't air the family's dirty laundry, like the racism stuff. That's uncool. But I also feel sorry for them. Mostly, actually, I feel sorry for Harry, if I'm completely honest, because you get a real insight in this documentary into how hard it must be for him to live with paparazzi constantly tailing him. There's the scene when I reckon he's probably about 11 years old and he's on a ski trip with William and his cousins Eugenie and Beatrice, and they're told by the palace officials to go stop the skiing and go and pose for the media so that the paps can take photos and ask them how the holiday is going. And you can just see it on his little face, how much he hates this. I mean, none of us think about that. None of us like our holidays being interrupted by work, and we're grown-ups. So imagine how hard that must have been for him as a kid of, what, about 11 years old. And then there's footage of Diana and the boys on a skiing holiday sitting at a table on the slopes, and a camera is filming them, and Diana spots it, thinks about it, gets up, marches over, and asks the cameraman, as a parent, just to give her boys some space. And then there's the occasion where he's about 20 years old, he's out clubbing and the paparazzi are following down him down the road in the middle of the night, and he just snaps at them and says, why don't you just leave me alone? And you can hear the frustration in his voice. That was his whole life. And now, of course, a lot of people will say, hey, it comes with the territory. Fair enough, right? A lot of people will say he's a spoiled brat who sounds completely awful complaining about the media when there are Brits out there right now who cannot afford to even turn the heating on this winter. This kid's got no idea. And they will say, this is just what happens when you're born into fantastic wealth and never have to do a day's work in your life if you don't want to. You have all the nannies you want and all the food you want and all the travel and all the opulence you want. But regardless of all of that, right, it is still hard, and it was intrusive, and it was horrible for him when he was a kid. So I ended up feeling sorry for Harry. Absolutely. He's got no idea what real life hardship is, but then you and I have got no idea what it's like to be stalked by a camera the minute you step outside your door, do we?
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.